As 2024 comes to a close, Innisfil today asked elected officials and members of the community how their year went and what they're looking forward to in 2025. Mayor Lynn Dolan, it has been another fantastic year throughout the town of Innisfil with so many achievements and events. Every department has been busy, such as our building department, who issued more than 700 building permits. Innisfil Fire and Rescue Services, who responded to nearly 2,500 calls. Our customer service team responded to 44,000 inquiries, and we've actively engaged in key development projects such as the groundbreaking at the 1.3 million square foot DSV facility just off Innisfil Beach Road. Another great achievement is the addition of the Georgian Nurse Practitioner-led clinic in the Rizzardo Health and Wellness Center. This new clinic provides more access to care for up to 3,000 residents currently without access to primary care. Additionally, we continue work on many master plans that will drive future growth across the town, such as a facilities plan, integrated sustainability plan, and stormwater and flooding management. We also have committees, made up of members of the public, developing plans for electoral engagement as well as a comprehensive ward boundary review. We encourage everyone to subscribe to get involved in Innisfil to stay up to date on the latest projects and share their thoughts. We opened 3 new parks for all to enjoy, with plans for more recreational amenities in the future. We know residents of Innisfil love to get outside and have fun, and we brought back the highly popular neighborhood nights, where residents got to interact with many departments as well as council members. Winter weekends returned and was bigger and better than ever before. We also launched Teen Nights, which provides a place and space for teens to connect, unwind, and have fun. In fact, we have held more than 100 of these over the past year, welcoming more than 1,700 youth. Music in the park continued as a way for families to gather in our beautiful parks and hear live music from local musicians, and we held our first Innisfil event at Innisfil Town Square, which was a resounding success, and plans are already underway for 2025. In 2025, we are looking forward to finalizing our 2025-2026 budget while staying keenly focused on driving our strategic plan forward. Coming early in the new year is an opportunity for residents to have their say on transit needs across the town, with a series of open houses and a survey to drive this 10-year plan forward. We fully recognize the importance of community engagement and will continue to provide opportunities for residents to have their voices heard. We work with all levels of government and at every opportunity possible, and will continue to be the strongest advocate for all that Innisfil has to offer. As we wrap up the year, I personally want to thank each member of council for their commitment, contributions, and dedication to the residents they serve. They work tirelessly to drive our strategic plan forward under our 4 pillars of grow, sustain, connect, and serve. I would also like to thank members of staff who, each and every day, give it their all. My hope for the new year is that we can all continue to work so harmoniously together with the goal of making Innisfil the best place to call home. I wish all the best to everyone for the holidays and the new year. Deputy Mayor Kenneth Fowler. Deputy Mayor Kenneth Fowler. Supplied photo: how 2024 went. In a word, productive. Take into account that we held 18 regular meetings, 25 special meetings, and 14 closed session meetings to address 164 staff reports and 107 bylaws. You can only imagine the amount of work reviewed, discussed, debated, and most importantly moved. What I'm looking forward to in 2025? Everything. There is always something new to implement that we have presented in council chambers, new residents to engage with as we grow culturally, and the economic growth that will benefit our community with jobs, helping create a circular and sustainable economy. My New Year's message or resolution: Innisfil is quickly becoming a community that others look to. We think outside of the box, we welcome all within it, and now with our employment lands open, are becoming a town where businesses know they will have all the assistance they require to succeed. This will aid residents with full-time jobs, less travel, and the ability to have more family time, which is what drives us all. President of the Rotary Club of Innisfil, Ken Simpson. Ken Simpson. Supplied photo: how 2024 went. 2024 was a successful year for the Rotary Club of Innisfil. Many community projects were completed, installing 5 peace poles, harvest dinner, C4K, raising funds for RVH, collecting £4,000 of food and collecting $5,000 for the Innisfil Food Bank. The gingerbread house contest was enjoyed by many, and local businesses were highlighted in our town map. What I'm looking forward to in 2025. The Rotary Club of Innisfil will continue to be an organization that is built on honesty and integrity, values that build trust and strong relationships in our community. My New Year's message or resolution. We will continue to serve the residents of Innisfil, fulfill our obligations, and grow a club with business and community members who enjoy fellowship and connecting with the community. Come and enjoy the magic of Rotary. Coordinator of the Innisfil Food Bank, Donna Sawyer. Donna Sawyer. Supplied photo. How 2024 went. Beginning last May, the Barry Food Bank began turning away the Innisfil members they had been serving. Because they let us know this was going to be implemented, we prepared for the possibility of 66 new families, which would be an increase of well over 30%. The last 3 months of this year has shown another increase, while our donations have been somewhat less. In October, we saw a record 175 families. In November, we served 186. I'm concerned about how many new families in our community are struggling right now. Overall, I think our donations have been a bit less in 2024, although we are planning to finish this year with enough donations to see us through the beginning of January 2025. Even with the uncertainty of the future, when the need continues to grow, the people in our community continue to give. Sure, they may not be able to give as much as before, but they are still thinking of others, and I think that's really admirable. Like I tell the kids we tour through the food bank, if everyone gives a little, we can put it all together and help a lot. Simply look at our schools. They each gave a little, and when you add it all up, they gave thousands of pounds of food this past week. That's so cool. What I'm looking forward to in 2025. Looking forward to 2025, we hope to begin the year with strong donations, both food and monetary. Monetary donations allow me to buy what we need, when we need it, and I am able to scope out some great deals. My New Year's message or resolution. To everyone in Innisfil that has backed us in any way, volunteering your time or talent, bringing in food, monetary donations, or hosting food drives, thank you. Thank you for helping us help the people in our community that need a hand up. Together we are doing good things. President of the Innisfil Lions Club, Allison Jacks. Mayor Lynn Dolan, left, and Allison Jacks at the Innisfil Lions Club's 50th anniversary in January 2023. Amber Green for Innisfil Today. How 2024 went. 2024 was another great year for the Innisfil Lions Club. With the support of the community, we were successful in providing more events, service and donations than in years past. One notable success was the formation of the Innisfil Community Partners, a collaboration of the service clubs in Innisfil. The Innisfil Lions are proud to be a part of this initiative, and we are looking forward to working more with our fellow service clubs in 2025. What I'm looking forward to in 2025. We are already planning a chili cook-off on January 26th, co-hosted with the Rotary Club of Innisfil, with proceeds going to the Innisfil Food Bank. This event will feature a chili competition between service clubs, and it will be open to the community to come out, vote on your favorite chili, and enjoy fellowship at the Lions Hall. Watch for more details. It's going to be a great event. My New Year's message or resolution. On behalf of the Innisfil Lions Club, I would like to wish the residents of Innisfil a safe and happy 2025. We look forward to seeing you at the Lions Club or out in the community.